Hello and welcome everyone to Transcend Trauma online event, Heal Your Past to Thrive Now. I'm your host, Tanya Penny. I'm an occupational therapist, an illness and trauma guide, a spiritual alchemist, and author of the Connect with the Divine You book and journals. And I'm hosting this event again this year because I'm devoted to supporting you to heal your past trauma and PTSD so that you can thrive now and fully live a life full of peace, joy, love, and to fully live your soul's purpose. So today, I'm excited to share with you the wisdom of Bonnie Ceratori. We are going to dive into the topic of healing trauma to live an empowered future. So a little bit about Bonnie, for those of you that are new to her. She began her healing journey in 1984. While stuck in a period where she experienced many lows, Bonnie temporarily experienced a state of pure enlightenment. During this state, she realized that she possessed certain innate gifts. Ever since, Bonnie has developed her talents, which she has used to help others directly and also to teach others techniques to help themselves. Her modality of healing ultimately shifts our subconscious, opens our heart, and deepens our connection with love and creation. The result is liberation. Liberation from our mind, emotional pain, self-doubt, inner prison, and great suffering. So Bonnie, thank you so much for being here again with me.
Yes,
we've got
thank
this
you, Tanya.
This lovely history. We just had fun catching up. And I just want to let everyone know that I have personally experienced Bonnie's work many times in the past, and it has been hugely transformational when it came to my own healing journey. So excited to share you with everybody today, Bonnie.
Thank you, Tanya. Great to be here, girl.
Yeah. Here we are in the time of great shift. And really, you know, we were talking that it's not everyone's doing it, but I think more people are being called to heal these past traumas and wounds that, like we were saying, we thought we had healed, and now deeper layers have been coming up over the past couple of years. It's crazy. Right?
Isn't it? Yes. The last couple of years, Tanya, think about it. Big stuff. Big.
Yeah. And we're really, you know, and even though it doesn't feel good, you know, I know it's in the highest, right? It's in the highest for us to do this work so we can have heaven on earth. In the future.
I can't even imagine where I'd be if I didn't do that. I don't think I'd be here. I really don't.
I'd be in a psych ward probably, or jail. Yeah.
I think
I'd
be gone. Yeah, I think I
would have left the planet.
Oh yeah, because when I at 9 years old, I was laying in my room thinking I could will myself to die. It just got worse from there. So,
wow,
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be here if I hadn't done my inner work. Guaranteed.
Yeah, me too. I had some pretty dark time. So Bonnie, from your perspective, how can we transcend this trauma that pretty much everyone on the planet has experienced, whether they remember it or not, which we talked about? We've had some deeper memories, both of us, come up lately in the past couple of years. So from your perspective and the work that you've been doing, how can we do this so we don't keep repeating, right? Mm-hmm. Because until it's healed, and I would say this is a good point for everyone to remember, how do we know if we still have unresolved trauma? And if we keep getting those triggers, those breakdowns, et cetera, right? Body illness, like those are all signs.
Yes. All your reactions, your body, your health, these are all letting you know there's still something you haven't unraveled yet or faced yet.
Yes.
Clearly we don't know what it is because it's in the subconscious. And yet, you know, if we look at our lives, what are we drawing to us? What kinds of experiences are we having that demonstrates what we're believing in the subconscious? Yeah. So the whole trauma thing, you know, I mean, you don't come into the world in unscathed, meaning we got all these energy frequencies carried over and we're here to wake up. We're here to share the gift of who we are, which is just shining the light, our heart open, unafraid, and just being who we authentically are. We can't be that if we still have all the trauma. Okay. So, you know, it's all in the subconscious. It's not in our awareness. And yet, you know, we want to be able to transcend things. Okay. So for me and my own personal journey, and as well as working with many thousands of people, the ability to just really be with yourself, meaning like when you are having a reaction, when you are triggered, and we want to make it about somebody else, you know, because truthfully, they did something. Okay, we could go to court and win because yeah, they did. But in my world, and at that place where we're living at a higher vibrational frequency, and we want to become accountable, we no longer play that game. But for me personally, when I if I have a feeling something's happening, I'm having a reaction, I know immediately there's still something inside. There's still a wound. There's something that I haven't unraveled yet. So what I do, and what anyone can do, is rather than try to get away from it, because I think a lot of people, you know, we learn too
We're taught that.
from
We're t
grandmother, stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about. You know what I'm
Oh my
saying?
God, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
Yeah, okay. So we also learn about being embarrassed, being shamed. So we don't want people to see us, you know, crying or upset, or you know what I mean? It's like we have all these beliefs that we've created to, for self-preservation, literally. So we've learned not to go there. But what I'm saying is you have to go there. You have to. There's no way around it. If there was, I guarantee you I'd have it because I have tracked everything I could possibly really track to heal and unravel stuff. Okay. The fastest way I can, but there's no way around it. Everyone, not care who you are, you have to face what's within. Okay. Easiest way to do that. Every time you have a reaction, you may not be able to do it right there in the moment, but you can remember it in the safety of your own home or privacy, somewhere where you can feel to do that. But basically, you let yourself have it. Just have it. And I know, and as well too, that when we start going into emotional places and we're feeling like a lot of heartache or heartbreak or whatever that is, it can actually feel like we're going to die.
Oh,
We're going to go
yeah.
crazy. We're never going to come out of it. You know what I mean? It's like, and then you go into that, like, if I do this, you know, what's going to happen? Well, I have done it thousands of times myself, and literally, because when you look at how many times I go into a place of feeling, it wasn't just once or twice a month. It might be several times in a day. Okay.
Oh
Tanya
my
knows this.
God. Well,
Okay.
and I just want to, yeah, and I just want to interject and say, right, like it's not a one and done thing, like especially some of these complex, right, that they have the CPTSD now. It didn't happen once,
Right,
right? Like we were talking earlier, like with your grandmother abusing you, my mother abusing me. It didn't happen one time, right? It happened over and over. So it's like when we get triggered, we have to remember, because that's the other thing we're told, like, oh, like you've already dealt with that. Like, get over it. It's
I
like,
know,
no,
no,
like the trigger's probably going to happen no less than 50 times. Like,
And that's if you're unraveling it. Otherwise,
right.
it's thousands of times, okay?
Yes. Right.
It's
If you keep
true.
ignoring it, it's just going to come faster and harder.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Because
Okay.
our
Yep.
soul wants us to heal. Like,
And it's
yes.
so, and it's bringing us the opportunities, the perfect people come into our lives, okay? So, yeah, but you know, but basically when we get activated, okay? We're triggered, we're lit up, we're feeling, okay? So for me, it's like, okay, drop into that initial, that feeling that you're having is just a top feeling. Okay. It's not the subconscious, but it's the doorway into the subconscious. So when you have something happens, you let your body have it. You know, the crying, sometimes it might be anger or rage at first, but I want to remind people, anger and rage is not a core feeling. It's not a core wound that sits on top of hurt. Okay. So whatever you're having, whatever the emotion is, have it all the way. What I mean by that is, if you're, let's just say you're feeling like someone betrayed your trust, and you're upset. Maybe you're angry at first, okay? So let yourself have it. Say whatever you got to say, not to them, in the privacy, again, safe environment. Let it all out, okay? Because it's your truth. It's not the absolute truth, but it's yours. It's what you believe. So have it till that's discharged, and pretty soon it's like you're going to start to feel the hurt. The key is when you start feeling that hurt, let go of the story. It's all about the emotion. You have to become the emotion. Okay. The moment you have a thought, the moment you're in story, you're no longer knowing the energy in your subconscious, and it's not going to move. Okay. It won't shift and change. So you have a thought, feel, let it go, come back into the emotion. You become that emotion so fully that you are nothing but that emotion. You don't even know where you are. You won't even know if there's somebody in the room with you, okay? Because you have become it. When you do that, it will come in waves, okay? And it'll drop you down into deeper recesses of the subconscious. No matter what, let the body keep having the emotions, cry it out, whatever's there. It'll feel like your heart is breaking for real. It'll feel like it's shattering. You'll feel like you have been destroyed on some level. But what's happening is all these traumas, all these PTSDs that have been lodged in your subconscious, now you're facing them. Now you're surrendering and knowing them in a way you've never done before. So it gets pretty intense, but I promise you're not going to die. Okay. Well, unless you do, but
Well,
most likely you will not die.
we're
Well,
still
actually,
here.
ego is going to die. I guarantee it.
Yes.
You're, that's what's
Yes.
dying. That's what feels like it's dying. And so as you continue, just keep surrendering, surrendering. Memories will come, images will present, all kinds of stuff will happen. And more emotions. Let it come, let it come, let it come. Because when you're done, you will be changed. You will be shifted, guaranteed. Okay. But the key really is you have to face, you have to go into these emotions. Now we do have people who have been numb, numb people,
Oh,
and we know that.
yeah. And disassociate. I mean, I think most of
Yeah.
us, and we were just talking about this too. We didn't realize that we weren't still fully in our bodies, right? And
Yes, that was
it's like, what? I didn't know that.
yeah.
But yes, we have, that's been one of our coping mechanisms, whether you're aware of it or not. And I think a lot of people here are aware of it, but being
Yeah.
disassociated, because when
Right.
we were having those initial traumas, typically in childhood and in this lifetime, we didn't have the support and the tools. So
No, we did not.
we had to repress. We had to repress. We had
Yep.
to stuff. You know, I remember as a
Yeah.
child, food was my thing. And
Oh,
then as I got
yeah.
older, it was alcohol, right? So, and then being busy. Being busy is a good
Yes,
one
yes,
that a
yes.
lot of
Oh,
people,
yeah.
and that one looks normal, even though it's not.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, it sounds so simple. Like just be with your emotion, but I'm telling you guys, we get it. Like it's not because of all that past conditioning, around the emotions. And, yeah, it's interesting. I had an experience, 2 days ago where, my partner did something that, hugely triggered me and stirred up my betrayal wound. And,
Oh,
you know, I'm conscious of it now, right? I'm so conscious of it. And, did I have a conversation with him about it? Yes. And then I was like, okay. And I had a lot of anger, like you said. So at first there's the anger, and fear and fear. And then the next day, yesterday morning, I woke up with this deep sadness, deep, deep sadness. And so yeah, I gave myself, just like you said, like I spent some time with that sadness, and it was like, oh my God, attached to all the times my mother had betrayed me
Right.
was it came up.
Yes.
And so yeah,
Right.
and it felt like I was gonna die.
Yeah.
And I'm here, so I didn't. And
Yeah. That's true. Yes.
but yes, I'm telling you, like, you guys, what Bonnie's talking about, it works. Like, we have to feel it to heal it. Like, people want to punch me in the face when I say it, but you know.
It's true. To heal is to feel, is to heal is to feel. We used to have that as a thing around our workshops and stuff. So yeah, you have to. I mean,
Yeah,
partly
so.
what the carry, yeah, the carryover that we've brought from past lives is coming from the emotion. If
I
we
was going to
process the
ask you about that.
emotion,
I was going to
yes.
ask you about how does that weave in? You know,
Oh my
so many
word.
of us come in with so many unresolved past life, and I do
Yes.
believe in this lifetime that we're able to, you know, we
Yeah.
have the
Well, this.
ability to finally heal those.
Yes. Well, what's happening? The light, the frequency of the new paradigm is also assisting. It's lifted a lot of the intensities. But basically, Tanya, in my journey, like in my, because I never studied with anybody, so I always had to find things on my own. And after, I mean, think about it. I've been almost 40 years of working at this level on some level, and tracking. So what I began to discover is, it wasn't karma like people want to label things, but it
No.
was. People would have experiences And it would be the emotion that they didn't process, that they didn't surrender to and know, that got lodged in the soul imprint. And so it got carried over. And then what happens is you come into this lifetime, you got all that debris that you haven't done yet, haven't felt it. So again, here it comes again. But goodness, thank goodness we're in the new paradigm, the light frequency. So now we are more equipped, more able. We have more teachings. We have more consciousness. We have more people that are aware.
Yeah,
So
tools.
we have more tools. But basically, you have all this carryover that's still lodged in your subconscious. That's why when we oftentimes when we're doing our unraveling, I actually have memories and visions of past lives and different peoples that were, in this carryover. So we have to, the carryover happens because of the emotion, the non-processed emotion. Okay, so we had these big traumas, we have these horrors. Think about it. Think about what we'd lived back in even a couple hundred years ago, 500 years ago. Think
Yeah.
about the intensity that was happening. And so you have all this energy, but it's all about know thyself in your emotions. So by doing that, by dropping in, feeling these emotions, you're actually feeling all these traumas carry over lifetime, this lifetime. And it's the surrender to those. And again, it isn't just one time, like Tanya was saying. It's like some, you might have to do this several, many times, okay? But each time something different presents, something different, a different quality of a sadness, a different, a different kind of energy frequency of despair, whatever that is, okay? And it's like just, it's like we have to know these energies in order to release them. So that's what happens. If we don't do it this lifetime, whatever you're living, guaranteed, you'll be doing it again. Okay,
Yeah, I
so
don't want to do it again. I don't want to do it again.
yeah.
That's what we're talking. Like, we just keep on. It's like, I'm going to get as much out as I can in this lifetime because I'm
Let's
not connected again.
that's where I'm at, Tanya. Let's do it. Okay, I want to do it. I want to be as evolved and awake and aware and open hearted as I can possibly be, and that
Well,
means facing my wounding.
yes. And I think it's important to add that, and we have both experienced this. If we look back 20, 40 years ago, the life that we were living then is much different, at least for me, I know, than the life I'm living now. I mean, I was in abusive, in my 20s, I was in abusive relationships. I would, just still total crap. And even though I still have triggers and things come up now, I mean, my life's pretty damn good. And it's only because of the work of clearing these traumas and wounds, right? So it's not just so we don't have to do it again. It's so that we can have more peace and joy and love in this lifetime, right? And in this lifetime. So I just want to remind everybody of that too. Like
I
there's
mean, it's yes,
motivation
it's
for
just,
now.
yeah, it isn't, yeah, like Tanya's saying, it isn't, you guys, it's not about your future life. It's about right now,
Yeah, it's not
okay?
about, being enlightened and not being on this planet anymore. We all signed up to be on this planet right now to
Yes,
help
we
each other to do
did.
this.
Yes, we did. We did. Guaranteed. I know. I remember. You probably remember too, Tanya. I didn't want to be here. I didn't choose to be here. What am I
Oh
doing
man,
here?
I want to go
Yeah.
home.
Okay.
I want to go home. But
And then, yeah.
I don't know about you, Bonnie, but the more that I've done this clearing out of these wounds and traumas and these repressed emotions, the less I want to leave. The less I want to leave. I mean, do I, yeah.
Tanya. Okay. Tanya and I were talking earlier, but I was sharing about something I went through. Tanya, when I went through that whole process of, heart like shattered, and Tanya, for the first time in my life, I actually was like, whoa, I'm liking being here. Okay.
No, it's
Okay.
amazing.
Whoa, this is kind of cool. I'm liking it. I'm actually having fun being on planet Earth.
Right?
Okay.
So more fun. I really do feel like we are here to experience more joy, but the only way, they say that if to the degree that you can feel the quote unquote negative is to the degree that you can feel the positive. I don't know who said that, but I've heard that over and over
Oh,
again.
there is. There's a. I watched it. I watched it. It's like a. It's like if you can only feel this much of your pain, you're only feeling this much joy. Okay, and like this. So you and I both have extreme, the darkness. So I mean, Tanya, I laugh every day. Even though I'm by myself, I just crack myself up all the time, you know? But I went through like a year and a half of pointlessness and meaninglessness that just about shattered me. But when I came through it, yep, everything's pointless and meaningless, but I'm here. So, you know, it's like everything is different now. Like I'm here, I'm having a blast. I laugh, I have fun. Nothing, I don't take anything seriously anymore. It's like, all righty then, you know?
Well, and
It's pretty darn cool.
I think that's an important point too, that we can go through periods of, when we're kind of in that darkness again, and we're doing that deeper excavation, whatever you want to call it, of the stuff. And then it's like, I was in it just for the past 1.5, 2 years again, and it was pretty intense. And parts of me still thought at that point, I don't want to do this, and I don't want to share it, right? There's still those parts of me, but I had to keep reminding that part of me. I promise you, look back. Every time we do this, the other side is so much better. So we just got to keep moving through the muck, right? Like, don't stop in it. Please don't stop in it. Like, just keep, get to the other side of it. Get to the other side of it, because it will be better. The ore better is always waiting on the other side.
And I think it, Tanya, I think it's important for people to understand the difference between recycling and truly healing and unraveling, okay? Because I remember when even way back when I first started working with people, I'd have people coming in, actually my whole career, but people would be saying, I've done all this emotional work, I've been crying, da 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 da, and I'm looking at their energy going, whoa, what have they done, you know? And they didn't, they're not, because people cry and they're still in their story, okay? People, this is vitally important you understand. When you're crying, if you're in your story, you're not unraveling, you are not in your subconscious,
And
okay?
another way to say that, I just want to say, when you're in your story, it's kind of a victim energy, typically, don't you think? Yeah, it feels kind of like,
Oh yeah, you're hanging on that victim. So the true healing happens when you completely surrender and there's no more story, there's no thoughts. You are the energy. And as you are that, you know it. And that's what the soul is asking of all of us. Know thyself in this experience. The way to do that is no mind. Direct experience, feeling all the way, no matter how intense it is, no matter how uncomfortable, no matter how scary, no matter how painful, this is how you do it. But the moment you're in story, recycle, 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 nothing changes. Nothing changes. You can cry for eternity and nothing will change. Okay?
I'm glad you brought that point up, because I have had people say, yeah, but like you said, like, I've been doing this for years, and I've cried how many tears, and I've talked it out with you. Well, you haven't felt, though. You haven't actually truly let it. It's like letting the feeling, it's like letting the emotion consume you. It's another way to say it. So I know that this is getting through to a lot of people, and yet I'm feeling, if you're open, Bonnie, to take us through a little mini practice, would you be open to doing that? Because I think to actually experience it, and I think when we're talking about doing it, like, a lot of people still, because this is new territory, it's like, well, you're talking about it, but how do you actually, like, we need to be guided oftentimes to do these things.
Okay, so I'm gonna actually do a little thing where I just want to say share some stuff, Tanya. So one of the things that I did discover in the last couple of years was, like, if we take people right, like, you know, we the wounding, we can go into the heart, we can go into the subconscious, but there's an easy way for people to start coming in, and it's coming into the belly, okay? Because there's some, it's like
Oh
intense, all
yeah,
right?
we hold a lot of
Okay,
emotions in
because
our
keep that's
GI.
that's that first second chakra. It's a combination of everything. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna take people on a little journey into the self, into their traumas, and we're gonna move some energy. But this is something you can go on your own anytime to this part of your body and sit in this, and you will find there will be emotions, there will be energy. Okay. It's intense. Okay. All right, so let's just go ahead. Everyone, just close your eyes. Yeah, just relax the body. If you can, lay down. Okay, that's the best way. But relax in the body. Now you're going to take your awareness. Okay, take in your awareness. You take it right down to the from the top of your head, eye right behind your eyes. Awareness behind your eyes. Now you're just going to start coming down the body. Okay, just taking your awareness, coming on down to the heart chakra, as though your eyes are looking out from your heart chakra. Just take a moment, calibrate that. Then you're going to drop down even further in the body, come all the way down to the solar plexus as though your eyes are looking out from your solar plexus. Now we're going to come all the way down right into the belly area. It's actually right in between that first and second chakra, right in that belly. It's all that intestinal area. But this area is like, for me, it's kind of like the next frontier for people to really come into this. This is that area where we really hold our loneliness, our separation, our aloneness. It's all the emotions. So we're just going to come all the way down into the belly, bringing that awareness right into the belly. Now, as you come in here, some people who actually see energy, you might see some energy. It's usually going to be pretty dark in here. There's a lot of wounding, a lot of heartache, heartbreak, a lot of pain, anguish, aloneness, loneliness in that belly. Okay. If you don't see energy, it's all right, but you can feel just taking your awareness being right here in the belly. Now, the key is that you just stay here. A lot of people get really uncomfortable. They want to leave. Some people start to feel nauseous. They want to throw up. It gets very, very intense. But right now, we're just going to stay right here in this belly area. And I want you to start, because this is true for all of humanity. We're going to start owning a little bit of truth. In that belly area, you are alone. Okay? Everyone's alone. We're on these solo journeys together, even though we're here on planet Earth together. Facing oneself is a solo journey you do alone. So right here in the belly, really owning, feeling, admitting, ooh, I am alone. I am alone because you feel alone. So we're just going to be with that energy right there in the belly, that aloneness. Then we're going to take it to the next level. And it's true for everyone. Everyone does have a loneliness. A loneliness. Okay? We want to be seen. We want to be recognized. We want to be noticed. We want someone to get who we are. Okay? And no one can. No one but us. But right here in the belly, this is the loneliness. So I want you to sink right in. To soften everything, to soften the body, just as though you're like letting the body become like jello. You're just everything, your muscles, you're no longer holding yourself up. That's why laying down is good. But just let everything soften and relax, 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 relax. And as you're relaxing, just keep dropping deeper and deeper into the belly area and the feeling of loneliness, loneliness. All humanity has this. Everyone. The only ones who do not are those who have healed it. Otherwise, you have it. The loneliness. You can be in relationship and still feel lonely because it's not about any of that. It's your loneliness. Lonely. All alone, lonely. Now just keep sinking in. Sometimes it can feel really uncomfortable. It can feel disturbing, whatever. Just stay there. Now, everyone has light. Everyone is a divine being. Okay. Everyone is creator consciousness in a physical body. So we're going to begin to bring the light, your light, your light, the light of you, your pure, unconditional love and light. We're going to begin to pull that down from your heart all the way down into the belly. The belly. Your light. So now I want you just to start to see, sense, know, feel, hear, taste, smell. The light is coming right there. Might be a little tiny pinhole of light. Might be a nice little ball of light. Doesn't matter. We're bringing your light right down into the belly, into your own loneliness. That light is you. It is actually creator consciousness that resides in you. It is your light. Now you're going to begin to expand that light into all this energy frequency in the belly of that loneliness, aloneness. Just keep letting go of any thoughts. Let everything go. You're just being conscious and present, surrendered, allowing, saying yes to your experience, no matter what that is. And letting your light get brighter and brighter and brighter, expanding inside your own belly, your light, your divine light, the pure frequency of unconditional love is in your belly right here, right now. And we're going to allow and welcome that light to start to dissolve and disintegrate and move into that loneliness, that deep loneliness that humanity experiences all the time, but doesn't recognize that's what it is, the loneliness, the longing for connection, the longing for other is actually your own longing for your own self, for your own connection with yourself and the all that is Creator God consciousness. So right here, right now, expanding, expanding the light, your light, pure love and light, pure love, pure love, pure love. Expanding, expanding into that aloneness, loneliness, dissolving it, dissolving, 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 dissolving. Bringing in that frequency, dissolving, 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 light expanding, expanding more and more and more. As your light expands, the feeling frequency of pain, hurt, anguish, loneliness, dissolving, 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 because you're pulling in, expanding pure love, pure love. Pure love will heal everything. Pure love will heal anything. Pure love expanding, expanding, expanding. And I'm just going to start releasing discarnates because everyone has discarnates. They don't need to be here. They're going to go home into the light, bringing the light home. Loved ones present, messiahs present, emissaries present. And start releasing these discarnates. Don't belong here anymore. They're going home to their own light, going home, 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 into the light. We're also going to start releasing other people's emotions, other people's energy, other people's soul pieces. No longer belongs in your body. Expanding, 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 dissolving, dissolving, dissolving. Other people's emotions, other people's beliefs, other people's programming, other people's energy. Dissolve, dissolve, dissolve. Your own energy, pure, pure, pure love and light. Expanding, expanding, expanding in your belly. It's getting brighter and brighter and stronger. Brilliant, bright light, pure, pure, pure love and light. No judgment at all. No good, bad, right, wrong. Pure love, nothing but love. And that love is dissolving, neutralizing lots of pain, PTSD, heartache, heartbreak, aloneness, loneliness in that belly. Shining that light brighter, 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 brighter. Dissolving, neutralizing anything that is not the absolute truth of who you are. You are not shattered. You're not broken. You're not wounded. You are not a victim. You are not destroyed. You are pure, pure, pure love and light, untouchable. Yes, there we go. Good. Now expanding into some of those traumas and beliefs that you've been hurt. People have hurt you. Dissolving, dissolving, dissolving the victim energy, victim consciousness, the poor me, poor me, poor me. No poor me anymore. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Yes, embracing, dissolving, neutralizing your victim consciousness, the poor me, no more, no more. You want to be empowered. You want to be full of light. You want to share the gift of you. Sing your own song, dance your own dance, sharing you freely. And more and more and more energies in that subconscious, down that belly, just dissolving, 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 dissolving. More and more and more and more light, 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 light. Your light getting stronger and brighter, dissolving even more. Now, just for a moment, I want you just to call in, call forth all these little aspects of you that you have betrayed or rejected or felt weren't lovable, parts of you that you cast out because it felt like others didn't love or others hurt them, whatever that is. calling yourself now, all aspects of you, you're pulling into this belly area, all your little orphans, all your little shattered, broken, cast out aspect, coming home, and whatever they experience, whatever they lived, you're pulling them into that light. You're pulling them into pure love, unconditional love, and dissolving and neutralizing any hurt, any pain, any anguish, any disturbances, any PTSDs, trauma, shock, crisis, terror, anything that's happened to you being held in light now in your own pure love and light. God, creator consciousness, pure love and light in you as well, helping to dissolve, helping to disintegrate, helping to recalibrate the truth of who you are, so you're becoming more and more and more pure love and light. No longer victim, no longer tragedies, no longer poor me's, no longer hating and judging and resenting, no more, no more shattered and broken. Pure love and light. You're becoming whole and complete. Something magical is happening. Your whole body's recalibrating. The truth of who you are is becoming known. Pure. You're a divine being. You are a creator incarnate. You are pure love and light. You are powerful, potent. You are here on planet Earth to share the gift of you. That is why you are here. So we're just going to let that energy just disintegrate even more, just letting it all go. Don't need to hold pain, resentments, angers, no more wanting to cause harm. Just pure love and light, the true energy, the true essence, the true being that you truly are. Now, we'll just let that just for a moment just continue holding all these aspects of you in the frequency of pure love and light. Now we're going to begin to let go of all of these images. We're going to begin to pull up our little orphans, our little lost ones, all these aspects of us that we pulled back in. We're going to begin to take the journey right back up the body, letting go of all the images coming out of the belly, bringing all these aspects of you right up into your heart chakra. I'm going to put all of your little ones, right into the heart, safe place, good place, heart, love, place. Placing all these little ones right there, knowing you can do this as much as you want, repeatedly. But right now, we're just going to let go of all the images that we were experiencing, sensations, memories, thoughts, emotions, letting everything go, bringing our awareness right here to this moment, being conscious and present right here, right now. And when you're ready, opening your eyes, be here now.
Wow.
So the belly. If you can't find the feeling, go into the belly, okay?
As I was talking about that was so good. As I was sharing earlier with you, and I know some of the other speakers as well, like my GI symptoms have really exploded, especially
Oh.
in the past couple of months, since April, actually. And wow. So when I dropped in and you were talking about the loneliness, I all of a sudden I saw myself sitting in my bedroom by myself. And just really felt that deep sadness and loneliness.
Yeah.
And then I actually started to have pain in my belly and like acid reflux. So it must have been, all the anxiety I felt from feeling alone as well. And
Oh
but
yeah.
yeah, it's been
Yeah.
it's traveling up, and I think I burped once or twice. Like to help, like, yeah,
Yeah,
it's like
energy moving. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
I can still feel it. Yeah, and I loved that calling back in all of those parts. And we so often want to feel that love from others, and we talk a lot about self-love, but I think for many of us, at least when we're getting started on this journey, it's like how? So that felt like a really good tangible way. Like I could feel it. Like I could feel myself having a loving embrace
Sweet, Tanya,
for those
sweet.
parts, right? For those parts of
Yes,
me
yes.
that have felt, like you said, cast out, betrayed, rejected. So alone. So yeah, thank you so much. That was a great practice. I appreciate you sharing that with us, Bonnie.
The cool thing is once people have that experience, they can do it on their own anytime. And I would just encourage people to do that, to spend when it, you know, if you do meditation or you do self, whatever you do for yourself, spend some time in, seriously, in that area of your body. Bring that light in, your own light, okay? And it's not about judging or making wrong, but it's about staying present, conscious and present in an area where it's pretty messed up down there. First, second chakra, man. Okay, we're talking intense energies. So
Yeah,
that is the
super,
area. And
su
aloneness,
super, super,
loneliness.
super intense.
Yes,
They
yes.
say the gut is the emotional brain, right? So,
Yes.
and the other thing that came in when I had that loving embrace, it was like so many of us, of course, have our mother father wounds, and I believe the belly, like that area, has to do with mother. And so that just came in too. Like that was really interesting. We are, our younger parts are all still like waiting for mom and dad to fully love us. And it's like, that's probably never going to happen
Yes.
for most of us. So be
Exactly.
able to do that for yourself is what we're here to do.
Yes, we have
Right?
to. It's
Right? 'Cause
not, we're
you,
not gonna, it's not gonna come from out there, guaranteed. It's just not.
No, and even if it does, even if people try, I've experienced this. I'll push my sweetie away. Right? Like
Yes.
it's crazy, right? Because we're
Yes.
so afraid to get hurt again. And
Yeah.
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 Oh, Bonnie, so good. So good.
Yeah, it's fun,
Thank you
huh?
so much. Thank you so much. And I know that besides this wonderful practice you just took us through, that you have a free gift for us. Can you tell us a little
Yes.
bit about what these meditations, these daily
Yes, yes,
meditations
yes.
are? Yeah.
They're very cool. So there's three. What the morning one is for when you first wake up. You know how we're out traveling, out, you know, our soul leaves and does all kinds of cool stuff or not, whatever it's doing. But we want to make sure that we bring ourselves back in. So the first one is about pulling your energy back into the body. So it's a guided experience. People love it, and that, you know, pulls them back in. The afternoon one is more about claiming sovereignty because, you know, people don't, many people don't understand or know this, but everyone's got discarnates, dead people in them. Okay. They come into the body. When we say things like, I don't want to be here. I didn't choose to be here. I don't want to, you know, I don't like my life, whatever. Okay. And so, you know, accident, different things, and we let other things come in. It's not that you're consciously aware of it, but we do make these agreements and contracts on some level to allow things in. This was like back in the day, like many way back, it was no big deal to have discarnates in and out of our body. Okay. But nowadays it's no longer appropriate. So we want to, because you're not going to, you know, you don't want to be putting up like I'm putting up a shield. You don't want to do all these things. It's got to come from within. So I'm teaching you how to claim sovereignty so you stop the influx of beings coming in. And then the evening one is before going to sleep. So it's a guided experience you can put on, listen to as you're going to sleep. And it's really about, you know, setting intention or doing specific things for when you're sleeping, you know, so you're actually, it's not that you're going to remember, but there's, you know, you can set things up that you have a desire to do and you can, you know, open that up and set those intentions. So it's pretty, they're pretty cool. People really enjoy them. So it's like, you know, things that are really real that you can be doing and make a difference in your life, in your world. So,
Well, thank
yeah.
you so much, Bonnie. I can't wait to try those. Yeah, I know some people are like discarnates, like a
Yeah.
whole nother. I mean,
That's a
simply,
whole
I
other
mean,
game,
that's a
okay?
whole other game, but I mean,
Woo.
just simply from what, at least what I learned from you is when we hold a certain vibration, that it attracts
Yes, whatever your
those
wound,
energies.
yes, whatever wounding you've got, you will have discarnates attached with the same kind of matching energy. What it does is it compounds your experience, makes it more intense, and you know they interfere with your everything. It's just it's astounding what happens when you have discarnates in your body.
So yes, so food for thought. Which is another reason why we want to heal the wounds, because once that the energy raises and our vibration raises from healing that, then they no longer can attach. They no longer can.
You want that light because they can attach, but you also, by claiming sovereignty, you're no longer allowing, it's your body, you've claimed it, okay, your temple. So something might try to come in, but you've put up that welcome mat's no longer out there. Doors are closed. No
Right,
one gets to
right.
come. No one's coming in here. That's it.
Well, and I'm just thinking too, like when we disassociate, that's another open door, right, for them to
And
come in.
Tanya, also accidents. People have accidents. They get knocked out of their body for real, and then
Yeah.
they're not functioning properly. Then other things come in, take over, and live through that body. I mean, that's just crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have another
Discarnus.
Oh my goodness, Bonnie, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your experiences and your love with us today.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you for having me. It's always fun to hang out with you,
I
always.
know, I know. Soul sisters, definitely soul sisters.
Definitely. Yes.
And I just want to say thank you to everybody who is here for this event. And again, just I want to commend you for your courage and honor you for all the experiences your soul signed up for in this lifetime. And and for being willing to do this deeper work with us, because this is where it's at. If people talk about healing the planet, it all starts with yourself, right? Like
Yep, you
if we
got
all,
it.
if everyone was doing this work, right, the planet would. You know, and more people are, and more people are, which brings me to the important point that most of you here are leaders, and whether you're aware of it or not. And so please share this event with others. And even if you think they're not gonna watch it or get anything out of it, you know, our job is to share,
Plant a
and
seed.
then right, and then let go
Yeah, exactly. Let
of
go.
what they do with it. So so and remember that yeah, we have so many amazing speakers, conversations. So carve out some time to listen to those and sign up for the free gifts that you resonate with, because you're here for a reason. You're here looking for your next piece of your healing puzzle. You know, we all have, as we talked, Bonnie, we've tried so many things and everything, right? And everything is a piece. It's not like they didn't work. It's that, you know, there's so many pieces to each of our healing puzzles. So make sure you are reaching out and receiving the support that you need, because we can't do this alone. At least not as quickly. So all right. Love you guys and hope to see you soon, and namaste.
Namaste.